Ladies and gentlemen, here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, tonight in the Civic Center, I'd like to introduce to you a man that has dedicated his life to country music and has written most of his life into the songs that he sings. Make welcome, if you will, from Bakersfield, California, the one and only Merle Haggard and his Strangers.
Thank you, Carlton.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young'un's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. It leaves only me to blame, goes Mama tried.
Here it comes.
Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. It leaves only me to blame, goes Mama tried.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate that. Well, thank you. Would you give a big round of applause to my good friends and my strangers? Right here they are. We want to do a song that hit home for a lot of folks back in the 30s. It was written by the late and great Jimmy Rogers. It's called No Hard Time Blues. It goes like this right here.
I got a bed of flowers, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. Hey. I got a bed of flowers, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. Ain't got no blues, got chickens in my backyard. Got corn in my crib and cotton growing in my patch. I got corn in my crib and cotton growing in my patch. I got that old hen sitting waiting for that old hen to hatch. Yodely, oh, hard time blue. To my lines. I'm gonna hitch up my mule and take a hold to my lines. It can't be bothered with all his old hard times.
Go ahead and pick one now.
Settle down. corn fed mama, loud and quit running around. The yodeling, oh, hard time.
Hey, hey, hey!
Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Somewhere in flight, they're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight.
Pick it,
silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Out of sight, slowly fading out of sight.
Thank you very much. Certainly a pleasure to be here. Come over on this mic, Carl.
We have a distinguished gentleman here tonight, and I'd like to introduce him to you now and let him present you with some well-deserved awards. I'd like for you to meet the mayor of Muskogee, Oklahoma, Mayor Bob Brown.
Thank you, Carlton.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
On behalf of the fine governor of the wonderful state of Oklahoma, I would like to present you with this pen, making you an honorary Okie.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I've been called one all my life. I might as well put the pen on. I'm proud of it.
And making you an honorary citizen, I would like to make another presentation, letting you know that you are always welcome. I would like to present you with a key to fabulous Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Thank you very much. Mayor Bob Brown, would you give him a hand? Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mayor. Okay, we'd like to do a segment of songs that pertain to people who might have had drinking problems at one time or another. These were what these songs were written for. More commonly known as the drunks. Do we have any drunks here with us tonight? Huh? Well, here's some songs that got me out of trouble. Those like this right here. Swinging drawers. This old
smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Yeah, I'm always here at home till closing time. Down every road there's always one more city.
Thank you.
I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. While Mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. Outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. Down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell. Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Secret gone told. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I travel, the black mark follows me. And I'm branded with a number on my name. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am. But they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Would you give a great big round of applause to my steel guitar player, Mr. Norman Hamlet? And on the lead electric guitar, Mr. Roy Nichols. Back on the drums, Mr. Eddie Burris. Over on the bass guitar, a fellow making his debut in country music. And he writes a fine song, and he has a big future in this business, I believe. Would you welcome to the microphone as he sings his new record, In the Arms of Love. Here he is, Gene Price.
Save me from loneliness. Rescue me with your love. I'll be saved just as long as you keep me wrapped tightly in the arms of love. Give me what I dream of, the kind of dream sent from above. I'll be satisfied as long as you keep me wrapped tightly in the arms of love, in the arms of love.
Mr. Gene Price, In the Arms of Love. Thank you, Gene. We'd like to do a song for you that we wrote especially for all the working men. Do we have any of those type of people here with us tonight? Huh? One call, a working man blues. Go like it right here.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man dang near all my life, and will keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, hey, hey, the working man like me. I ain't never been on welfare, one place I won't be, but I'll be working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink a little beer in a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here come a working man right now. Catch a train to another town, but I go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes, Lord, Lord. I'll drink a little beer in a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. This song goes out especially for all working men.
The hobo was a subject that the late and great Jimmy Rogers sang of many times during his great career. And the freight train served a faithful means of travel for the migrant worker, or for the fella out of work, or some old boy just wanted to live off the fat of our great land. And of course, at this time, the fat was kind of scarce, because during the period of Jimmy Rogers' greatest popularity, our great nation's economy was at an all-time low. And it was known as the Depression days. During this time, it wasn't unusual to see 50 or 75 hobos jump from a moving freight train as it neared the edge of a city. This was dangerous, but it was done to keep from being caught by the train bulls that worked the great freight yards during this era. A lot of the hobos were respectable men and rode the rods because it provided a dependable means of travel, which they could afford. Some of them made their destinations, and some of them died along the tracks. And their friends and family never knew what happened to them. And I would imagine maybe that Hobo Bill was one of them.
Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, the railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hey, ho, 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 baby. No warm lights flickered around him. No blankets there to hold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When I heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. The little farm of Hobo Bill lay dead upon the floor. And there was no mother longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a hobo and he died out in the cold. Yeah, hobo, hobo, hobo.
Hey. Thank you so very much.
We got a brand new song here that we're going to whip on you. We hope that you'll like it. We wrote it especially for this album. In fact, we wrote it on the way up to Texas about a week ago, actually, when it was. Me and Jim Beam and I.W. Harper, we wrote this little thing. It's called Billy Overcame His Size. It goes like this.
Billy never made the football team, 'cause Billy's size was small. But Billy's brother was a mighty lad and played a lot of high school ball. And Billy's daddy never favored him, he catered to the bigger guys. But later on, in a bigger way, Billy overcame his size. The years flew by and Billy grew, but he never got very big. We called him Shorty, but he never got mad. He was always good for a dig. And we paid no mind when he fell in line and left with the other guys. And the sergeant laughed at his skinny frame, but Billy overcame his size. Billy overcame his size. Yeah, Billy overcame his size. Later on, in a bigger way, Billy overcame his size.
Billy's brother made a football star and the biggest man in town,
and the scholarship that kept him home never seemed to bring him down. But on the other hand, his brother Bill put pride in his daddy's eyes. When he died to save those other men, Billy overcame his size. Billy overcame his size. Yeah, Billy overcame his size. When he died to save those other men, Billy overcame his size.
Thank you very much.
You may plan to leave a thousand times, I know, and a thousand times I should have let you go. But each time I'd always be back somehow. If I'd left it up to you, it'd all be over now. It'd all be over now, except the cry. Spending all my nights alone. Wish I'd found a way to let you go somehow. somehow. If I'd left it up to you, it'd all be over now. Crying, I'd be used to spending all my nights alone. Wish I'd found a way to let you go somehow. If I'd left it up to you, it'd all be over now.
Here's a song that goes out especially for all the